and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman, and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. ACR introduces new guidelines to screen, monitor, and treat interstitial lung disease in patients with rheumatic conditions. The American College of Rheumatology, or ACR, has provided an overview for forthcoming recommendations regarding the screening, surveillance, and management of interstitial lung disease, or ILD, in individuals diagnosed with systemic autoimmune rheumatic diseases. Interstitial lung disease includes a wide array of conditions individually relatively uncommon, but collectively found in approximately 50 people per lakh of population. There are over 200 specific diffuse lung diseases, including those characterized by fibrosing and granulomatous histopathology. Systemic autoimmune rheumatic diseases, or SARDs, encompass a range of medical conditions where the immune system mistakenly targets healthy tissues throughout the body, resulting in systemic inflammation and various rheumatic symptoms. Major highlights from the guidelines providing evidence-based recommendations for the screening and treatment include: Internet browsing may protect against dementia, study finds. A population-based cohort study has shown that regular internet users experienced approximately half the risk of dementia than non-regular users. Being a regular internet user for longer periods in late adulthood was associated with delayed cognitive impairment. Dementia is a general term that refers to a decline in cognitive function that is severe enough to interfere with a person's daily life and activities. It is not a specific disease, but rather a set of symptoms associated with various underlying causes, primarily affecting older adults. Promising breakthrough for fatty liver patients, gut-friendly starch cuts liver fat. An estimated 30% of the world's population currently has non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD, which has reached epidemic proportions globally. It is a multi-system disease that may not only develop into severe chronic hepatic diseases, but also contribute to extrahepatic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and chronic kidney disease, causing a tremendous clinical and economic burden. To investigate the effects of resistant starch, or RS, as a microbiota-directed dietary supplement for NAFLD treatment, the researchers coupled a 4-month randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial in individuals with NAFLD with metagenomics and metabolomics analysis. Vitamin supplements may be linked to increased cancer risk, suggests new research. Lung cancer progression relies on angiogenesis, which is a response to hypoxia, typically coordinated by hypoxia-inducible transcription factors, or HIFs. But growing evidence indicates that transcriptional programs beyond HIFs control tumor angiogenesis. A recent study published in Journal of Clinical Investigation, the researchers showed that the redox-sensitive transcription factor BTB and CNC homology 1, or BACH1, controls the transcription of a broad range of angiogenesis genes. BACH1 is stabilized by lowering reactive oxygen species levels, consequently angiogenesis gene expression in lung cancer cells, tumor organoids, and xenograft tumors increase substantially following vitamin C and E and N-acetylcysteine administration in a BACH1-dependent fashion under normoxia. Moreover, angiogenesis gene expression increased in endogenous BACH1 overexpressing cells and decreased in BACH1 knockouts in the absence of antioxidants. Popular anti-anxiety drugs linked to brain damage, even suicide, shows a survey. Many prolonged symptoms subsequent to benzodiazepine use and discontinuation have been shown in a large survey of benzodiazepine users. Benzodiazepine-induced neurological dysfunction, or BIND, has been proposed as a term to describe symptoms and associated adverse life consequences that may emerge during benzodiazepine use, tapering, and continue after benzodiazepine discontinuation. Acute benzodiazepine withdrawal and its effective treatment are well known and have been described in the literature. However, symptoms that persisted for months or even years after complete benzodiazepine discontinuation were observed decades ago. The lack of descriptive nomenclature for enduring symptoms associated with benzodiazepine use limits both the clinical identification of this condition and informed discussion of risk with patients. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.